Chapter 2. She is warned, and ignores the warning. 1. One day, her gut swollen with sounds she hadn't voiced, she stopped to read a sign hanging above a door. Come in, the healer coughed at the shadow she made, and since he was the first person who'd spoken to her for many weeks, she entered. There, in a dim room, a hobgoblin sat, his hair oak dark, his limbs gnarled like thick tree roots. She stood still at the door and sang, the creature sounds riding her ragged breath. It's a curse, she spoke in birdsong. I cannot form their words. What could be worse? The hobgoblin rubbed his knotted hands together and blew inside the nest they made as if coaxing flame from tinder. Small sparks starred the darkness, followed by clouds of smoke that filled the room, their long, dense plumes coming apart like drafts from a signal fire. She waved away the fog and moved closer. He touched her lips with warm fingers. Speak, he urged. She opened her mouth and out flew bees and hummingbirds, wasps and crows, a swarm of katydids, an elf owl, beetles, moths and swallows, and last, a lonely finch. The abandoned branch of her throat felt sore. Her tongue began to swell and stretch, growing beyond her lips and teeth until she couldn't hold it back. Unleashed it fell, and lolled across the floor, sticky and gathering dust. The little man laughed coarsely, and rolled the dark, long muscle from tip to root like carpet. He tucked it inside her mouth and helped her close her jaw. Then he pointed to the door. Now mute and choked by silence, she turned and walked away. She coughed and spluttered down the road, alone once again. 2. Unable to speak, and full of sorrow, the woman walked until, overcome, exhausted, her feet dragged to a stop. Above the trees, she saw a tower's gilded turret. The old familiar rising in her belly told her, this is home. So she made her way through thorns and brush until she came to a door at the tower's base. She knocked. The door unlocked, swung open. Up the cramped stairs she pulled herself, her head tilted to keep her tongue inside the cage of her mouth. Her jaw ached from restraining its bulk. She entered the tower's one round room, the kind of place where she, a woman newly changed and worn threadbare, could lay her body down and rest. On the large round bed, a skein of silk and a ladder, roped around the bedpost, remained, a futile effort made by the last girl here. Atop a table, beside the bed, a silver knife, glinted next to a slender needle carved from stone. Robust vines clung to the window sash, invading the room. Their leaves ticked softly against the walls. The air was damp and cool. She perched on the bed and sensed her tongue's desire to slide past her teeth and down to the cold marble floor. It pulsed behind her lips, an animal testing its cage. She held the needle to a beam of light and watched the dust motes drift around and skirt the fine sharp point. Then she stitched the silken floss across her mouth until a lattice formed through which water and air could slip. White and clean as bone, the needle worked her flesh. The stitches were true and tight. She closed her eyes and tried to rest. 3. After many days, a man approached the tower. A prince. On errand and weary from his search, he hoped he might find rest within the tower's high room. He climbed the stairs, and when he saw the woman there, something inside his memory creaked, like cartilage, remembering how to work inside the knee again. As if his life were a question, and she the calm reply, he bent to take her answer. But when their lips touched, and he felt the net of stitches, each thread tight, stiff, and caked in blood. Something lived in there. He sensed it lurking, curled and tense, preparing to strike. He pulled away, cobwebs stuck to his teeth. The woman's eyelids flickered open. She raised her head and stared into the prince's face, handsome and scared, regret already written there and mirroring her own, for they both knew he held an empty promise in his kiss and no solution. She wiped the spider silk from off his face. He left, and there the woman stayed, her mind raging, her jaw clenched.